A downtown Timmins building ravaged by a multi-day fire has been released back to the property owner. The City of Timmins Fire Prevention Officer has also determined that the fire at the Empire Complex was accidental. The blaze started the afternoon of Saturday, March 23, and was deemed out on Monday, March 25. The property was turned over to the property manager at 1 p.m. on Monday. Now that the investigation into the cause is done, the City of Timmins says that the property owner is responsible for the building. This includes who is allowed to enter and how the personal belongings of about approximately 100 tenants affected will be retrieved. The property manager for the building is in contact with residents being temporarily housed at the Bon Air Motel. Future plans for the building will be determined by the property owner, reads a City of Timmins news release. Timmins Fire Chief Bernie Stanza is proud of the full-time and volunteer firefighters who worked on the fire and safely evacuated people from the building. "This type of fire is extremely challenging and equally frustrating for firefighters," said Stanza in the news release. "The decision to go from interior attack to defensive mode is a difficult decision, and is usually made when the commanding officer feels that the structural integrity of the building, or fire conditions worsen, to the point where firefighter safety is in question. Firefighters would rather be inside the building, trying to put the fire out. In this case, our officer made the right call, as any fire that is burning overhead can be perilous." More than 30 firefighters were at the scene. A significant amount of manpower was required for this fire, with supply lines fed from 6 different hydrants to 4 different apparatus. "We are very fortunate that our volunteer firefighters always step up when they are required to. That takes a great deal of dedication. Our crews worked many extra hours to try to extinguish a 2-day fire. I am incredibly proud of them," said Stanza. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau is also grateful for the response. She was at the Bon Air Motel to help coordinate the housing response. "I witnessed the effort, care, and compassion of our firefighters firsthand," she said. "Their efforts were focused on evacuating tenants, many who had mobility issues, through hallways that were filled with smoke. They accomplished this quickly with no serious injuries reported." She also noted how generous the community response has been. "Cash donations are still being accepted for people wanting to help the people affected by the fire. How those donations are being dispersed hasn't been released yet. Donations can be made through Service Timmins, which is located in City Hall at 220 Algonquin Boulevard. You can stop by in person or e-transfer Timminseft at timmins.ca with the note in the message saying Empire. Donations over $20 are eligible for a tax receipt. To get the receipt, you must send an email that is clearly marked Empire Complex to Timminseft at timmins.ca with the donor's name and address. Roads still closed. The area around the fire is still closed to traffic. Algonquin Boulevard is closed from Pine Street to Brunette Road. Spruce Street is closed between 5th Avenue and 3rd Avenue, although there is access to the Timmins Transit Station and the parking lot just north of it. The city is working with Boulanger Construction to mobilize the connecting link detour, which would mean that the temporary traffic lights at 2nd Avenue and Brunette Road are turned on. For heavy trucks, the detour is in effect and includes Shirley Street, Lafleur, Airport Road, La Forest, and Highway 655.